Welcome to the Divorce Law Podcast with Robert J. Durst, shareholder and chair of Stark & Stark's Divorce Law Group. The Divorce Law Podcast is a 10-part series designed to be an owner's manual for your divorce. The information provided in this series will enable the listener to take ownership of their divorce and serve as a helpful guide throughout the process.
Hello, I am Robert J. Durst. I am a divorce attorney with the Princeton, New Jersey, Bucks County, Pennsylvania law firm of Stark & Stark. This is the 10th and last of our 10-session series of podcasts discussing the significant steps in a typical divorce proceeding. Today's session will address moving on. Now you are divorced, what's next? How do you move on? Well, quite frankly, we're not psychologists, we're not confidants, we're not family members. But we do have some accumulated knowledge as divorce attorneys who have seen many, many, many clients struggle with moving on after their divorce. The book that I often share with clients has nothing to do with divorce. It's an old book, probably came out in the 60s, and the name of it was Passages. I apologize that the author's name escapes me. But you can find Passages on any Google or in any bookstore. It's very appropriate to moving on after your divorce. The author of Passages defines life as being a series of steps where you go through passages. You go from one status to another. You go from being in grammar school to going to junior high school, from going to junior high school to going to high school, from high school to college. Each of those steps require that you go through a passage. You have to replace what you have lost. You don't think that you can get on without your old life. You don't think you can exist without your friends. But guess what? You can, and you do. And you've gone through many, many passages in your life. We have all transitioned. We have all lost things. What's the key? Decide what the new box is meant to look like. What do you want to have the new life, the new box, look like? Think outside the box. Think about who you are. Think about what you need to make your life complete. Each and every one of you are absolutely unique individuals. You all have your own needs. Some need affirmation, some need companionship, some need activities, some need professional or business achievement. Some need relationships with children. Some need relationships with extended families. In point of fact, most of you need a combination of all of those things, and you have the ability to achieve and define what they should be. Think also about how you want to relate to your ex-spouse. If you have children, no matter what age, you will have to relate to your ex-spouse. If you're going to have any kind of relationship with your children, there are going to be events, graduations, weddings, the birth of grandchildren, the graduation of grandchildren, and on the list goes. How do you expect your children to react to you and your spouse now being separated? Did it ever occur to you to discuss it with them, to tell them, to let them know what you would like to see happen on holidays? To avoid those unpleasant situations where the child feels they need to split themselves between two or three, and when in-laws enter the picture, additional families? Why don't you just tell them, we'll celebrate the holiday on the Saturday before the holiday, or the Saturday after, or this particular holiday is very, very important to me. Could you please try to spend it with me? Younger children are particularly problematic. Please do not put them in the position where they're making judgments as to whether it's okay to talk to the other parent. Can they even love the other parent? Can they call the other parent when they're in your home? Can they speak of them? Can they mention your name? Do you really want your child to live in an environment where they are reluctant to mention their other parent's name? It happens. People do create that environment. For whatever reason, it makes them feel better, or it continues whatever the dynamic is between them and their ex-spouse. But stop and think for a moment what it's doing to the children. What about new spouses or significant others? Now, I've earlier said in these podcasts that you should be very reluctant to introduce your children to third parties. But there will come a time where a third party or even a new spouse becomes or may become an important part of your life. Please take the time to discuss with your children how you expect them to relate to your new spouse. What do you want them to call your new spouse? Is first name okay? Do you want to make up a pet nickname? Don't ask them to call that person mother or father. Your ex-spouse is their mother or father. What is expected when they're in that person's presence? Will that person be able to discipline them? Does that person have your support in disciplining them? Please try to make these decisions for your children, whether the children are young children or adults. It will only pay major dividends for you in the future.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's installment of the Divorce Law Podcast. And be sure to join us next week for another informative discussion with Robert Durst. Stark & Stark is a full-service law firm with offices throughout New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and New York. For more information on the services the firm provides, visit us online at stark-stark.com.